You may be seated, and then we'll take our Bibles, and we'll open to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians 1. Now, we have different translations, and I think I'd like to do what I did last year, is we'll each read a verse, and today we'll start here with Theo and work our way this way, and then maybe tomorrow we'll start in the back with the guests. But because there's only 10 verses this morning, okay? So if each one of you will just read a verse in whatever translation you have, one verse one, Theo.
Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, and God the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you.
Verse 2, Ten.
We give thanks to God always for you all, make mention of you in our prayers.
Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father.
For we know, brothers loved by God, that he has chosen you.
Because our gospel came to you, not simply with words, but also with deep power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. You know how we live among you for your sake.
You became imitators of us and of the Lord. In spite of severe suffering, you welcome the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit.
And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia.
And now the word of the Lord is ringing out from you to people everywhere, even beyond Macedonia and Achaia. For wherever we go, we find people telling us about your faith in God. We don't need to tell them about it.
For they keep talking about the wonderful welcome you gave us and how you turned away from idols to serve the living and true God.
And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath.
Amen. Now, I'm very happy to have our senior Bible teachers from Williamsburg. And so I'm going to ask them to share with us this morning. I already shared with you from this chapter on Sunday. And so I'm going to ask Mom and Dad to feel free this morning to come help us.
How old was this church of Thessalonica, or these people of... How many of you read the 17th of Acts? I don't know, should I ask for a show of hands? You should have read. Is that part of the lesson for today?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Tomorrow they read that.
I see. Paul came to Thessalonica, and for 3 Sabbath days he reasoned with them out of the scriptures, just for 3 Sabbath days. Many believed. A great company of Greeks, not only Jews, and also of the devout women, not a few. But the unbelieving Jews, they stirred up the people. They got some of the lewder fellows of the baser sort, and they started a riot. And they stormed Jason's house to find Paul. They didn't find him. You will read it. But that night, Paul left Thessalonica and went to Berea. And there it says they were more noble than those in Thessalonica because they searched the scriptures to find out that what Paul was speaking was true. That's always a good thing to do. Search the scriptures. Search the scriptures. Find out if it's true. Now, you can imagine that in writing this letter, he is setting before them themes, basic themes or thoughts that any young Christian ought to get hold of. This is, like Philip said, elementary or basic. Now, I just want to call your attention to 3 of the themes that we have before us here, and that is this. He observed their work of faith. Do you see that?
Third verse.
That's what he noted. Your work of faith. Now, faith is mentioned 12 times. 8 times in 1 Thessalonians and 4 times in 2 Thessalonians. Faith. Now, what is faith? Faith. That's where we begin with faith. Faith. Well, in Strong's Concordance, you know what it says, Mary?
No.
You have the concordance. It says this: trusting solely in Jesus to save, or trusting in Jesus alone to save. He alone can save you. You Thessalonians, there's only one that can save you. The Savior, Jesus. Jesus alone can save you. Neither Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We all must be saved, and we can only be saved by Jesus. The salvation which he brought through the sacrifice of himself. He paid a tremendous price for us and for our salvation. And he lives in order to impart that salvation. And we need to learn, I think, it's to trust him. Trust him. Trusting Jesus. Trusting Jesus. From trusting Jesus to trusting Jesus. We continue on in that way. We trust him now and we will trust him. I think we have a song like that. I trust him now, I'll trust him when life's fleeting day shall end. We sang that. Trusting Jesus. That's all. And so faith is trusting Jesus to save us. Now, what is salvation? What is salvation? It has the connotation of being well. Well. Spiritually well. Physically well. Peter, when he came to the house of Aeneas, he had been 8 years in bed. 8 years. Can you imagine that? Sick. And he said to him, Aeneas, Jesus makes you whole. And in that context of neither is there salvation in any other, it's the context there we find it's in connection with this lame man who was laid at the beautiful gate daily. And Peter and John were on their way to the temple at the time of prayer. And they encountered this man and he looked for an alms. And Peter said to him, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up. And he put forth his hand and raised him up. And he entered with them into the temple, leaping and jumping. And people, of course, they gathered because of such a commotion. And then Peter, he answered them. He sees the opportunity. Do you want to know how it is that this man stands here before you whole? It's through faith in Jesus, whom you crucified and God raised from the dead. By faith in him, this man stands here whole. He received salvation in his ankle bones. But there's a salvation of our hearts. Thank the Lord. And so, what does faith mean? Yes? Trusting Jesus alone for salvation. And that trust, that faith can grow. I have all the instances in which faith is found. And they talk about, he said, I'd like to come and I'd like to visit you again, that I might, what is it, strengthen your faith? impart something more. And then in the Second Thessalonians, it says, your faith grows. Your faith grows. And so our trust in Jesus ought to grow. I want to trust him more. And I came across that hymn. Ruthie, my daughter, introduced it to us in our assembly. Trusting thee more. Lord, I want to trust you more. May every day find me trusting thee more. Cares may surround me and clouds hover o'er, but keep me, dear Jesus, still trusting you more. Things come into our lives, and they require that we, the Lord says, can you trust me? Can you trust me? Well, I think I can trust the one who died for me. Wouldn't that be a good beginning? I can trust him. Oh, he loved me even before I loved him or knew about him. While we were yet in sins, he died for us. He loved me. Paul never forgot it. He never forgot it. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And I live now by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And we can all say that truthfully. He loved me and he gave himself for me. Oh, give me that faith that works by love. I can trust the one who loves me. And so things come, and perhaps they come, the Lord allows, permits, so that our faith might grow, our trust might grow. Because Peter says, the trial of your faith, which is more precious than the gold that perisheth, might be found unto praise and honor at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, look to your faith. Can you trust me? How often the Lord has said that, or he said that to me. Can you trust me? Can you trust me? I was faced with a very difficult situation. The Lord has a way of talking to us. He says, can you trust me? I'm with you. He said, I'm with you. That's all you need. Can you trust me? Let's trust him. And then you have love, your labor of love. And it's the agape love. And let's see how many times does that occur. Love, eight times. Eight times you'll find and the word love in the Thessalonians. Love. Love. He talks of their loving one another. You do well. You love each other. And this is known throughout the world, your love for each other. And as our love toward you. But yet let it abound. Let it increase. Let it grow, your love for one another. The issue, if we really learn to love one another, I think that is the more excellent way. I don't have to think that, because Paul said it is the more excellent way. Love. He talks about when we stand in the presence of Jesus, we will stand in that presence unblameable in holiness because we have allowed the love of God to possess our hearts and have taken exception to everything that is not consistent with love. And that's why I like to sing it. I like to sing it, "Oh Lord, dear Lord, to love someone more dearly every day. Let that love within me find expression." You know, love is action. You go out to serve one another. Love seeks or does. Love edifies. It seeks the welfare of that other person. How can I serve him? How can I serve him well? And so love is a theme. We're going to come across that as we go deeper into the book. I think we have the seed planted here, but there's then an expression of that in the latter chapters and so on. And then you have hope. Hope. Now, what is hope? Your patience or perseverance in hope. I'm persevering on this way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, lift me on to higher ground. I persevere because I have hope. What is my hope? What is hope? Now, when I ask a question, it's all right if you answer. What is hope? Well, I'll tell you. Hope is confident expectation. Confident. I'm confident. I'm confident that I'm going to stand with you in the presence of Jesus because you are my crown and joy. God has given me ministry to you, and I'm confident that in that day we're going to stand together in his presence. This is my hope. This is our hope. We confidently expect it to be so. It will be so. We're assured that it is so. Is it so? And that I have this hope. I can let goods and kindreds go, this mortal life also, the body they may kill, but God's truth abideth still. We shall be like him, gloriously like him.
Hallelujah.
And in his beauty shall shine. Oh, praise the Lord. And so, we can entertain hope. Now, I don't know, let's see how many hopes we have. It doesn't really matter, does it? I think there are five. Five. These are taken from Young's concordance. Praise the Lord. What is faith now? What is faith? What did you write down in your book? Faith is what?
Trusting.
What? What's faith?
Trusting Jesus for the salvation.
I'm not doing very well, I guess. Trusting Jesus alone for salvation. That's faith in Thessalonians. And it's the agape love. It's God's love flowing through us. Not our own love. It's Christ being formed in us. His qualities manifest in us. It's his love. It's his love. My love doesn't reach. His love. And it covers a multitude of sins and helps me to love, love, love. Oh, I can love. I was going to say the worst among you. But let's spell it out. Spell it out every day, by loving one another more dearly. And then hope. What's hope? Confident expectation. Confident expectation. I'm assured that what God has said, it shall come to pass. And I think underlying all of these themes, there is the Word of God. He says to them, I thank God that you received my preaching, not as the word of man, but as it is the word of God, which worketh effectually in them that believe. It's a love of the truth. Let's get a love for the word of God. Let's get a love for the word of God. To love someone more dearly every day, to help a wandering child to find his way, to ponder or a noble thought and pray. Okay, now, in connection with your readings, Philip, you ought to appreciate Philip. I believe we all appreciate Philip. We ought to pray for Philip. Pray. You'll be praying for yourself if you pray for him. God will give him something that will serve you well, stand you in good stead throughout all your living here and in eternity, if you'll only listen and take it. He means what he says. He wants you to be a participant, not a spectator. I'd rather play basketball than watch other people play basketball. When I was, well, not too long ago, I was playing basketball. I was challenging everyone in the park, in the playground. I want to play. I want to play. It was my exercise. And then I worked as hard as I could to win. I can beat you. You don't think I could beat you? No, we're not spectators, we're participants.
Amen.
And so he gives you an opportunity. That's why I say now. What is it now? Read the word. Read the word. Read Thessalonians. Read Thessalonians. Till the Lord speaks to you. Lay something upon your heart. Lord. And then there's something to share. And we grow together. And we grow closer to one another and to the Lord. We love each other. We're a part of his body. And we're lively parts. And so, did I give the one I love more dearly every day an opportunity?
It's the end.
It's the end. No, this is only beginning. Oh, I thank you. I just wanted to unburden myself. And so, today, the Lord is at work. The Lord is at work to glorify his name in all of us.
Hallelujah.
Bring your books tonight, all right? And fill in all the assignment for today. Yes?
Yes.
And your pencil?
Sounds like there's going to be a test. I don't know. Now, if you need a pen, anybody doesn't have a pen, you need a pen, you come see me. All right? And I'll give you a pen so that you have no excuse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Let's sing that in closing. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. Number 391. 391. We'll stand as we sing. Pray with us in closing, please.
Dear God, help us trust in Jesus. Help us have a nice day today. Give us the strength we need to do our jobs today. Bless the campers and the counselors. Give the counselors a word to speak to the campers.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
May the campers listen and open their hearts to what the counselors have to say.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.